This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Kat Knapsack for another edition of Star Wars Ranked. Me and a guest ranking a topic in Star Wars, thus the name Star Wars Ranked. With me, back on the show, Andres Cabrera was a guest recently, but it is Joseph Scrimshaw. Mr. Four Center, how are you?
I'm fine, other Mr. Four Center.
It's the Four Center family.
Mr.'s Four Center.
It's been a while since we had Jen on a rank, too. So
oh, yeah.
She'll be working her way back. And by the way, we should point out, if you're not following Jennifer Land on social media, you should. She's still very much a part of this family, just waiting for her second child to learn to nap before she can return any regular form to Force Center. But she's got some great videos
she's
out lately.
She's TikToking it up.
She is TikToking like a junior hire. I'm afraid of it. Today on Star Wars Rank, Joseph and I are going to be ranking something that is going to be fun here. We get deep, we get real, in the weeds sometimes on Star Wars because we love it, but also we like to be silly. This is the sequel trilogy merchandise we want. Recently, Billy Patterson and I did a rank of just kind of like weird prequel merchandise that existed.
Yeah.
This is weird Star Wars sequel trilogy era merch we wish existed. We put our thinking caps on and came to this conclusion. Now, I'll say this, Jeff. I'll start off. I mean, especially around Force Awakens, we got a lot of weird merchandise.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess we got some weird merchandise, but we mostly just got a lot of merchandise, right?
Yes.
I feel like a lot of it was just like, oh, that's a tumbler for iced tea, but it says Force Awakens, and oh, it's a throw pillow, but it's picture of Chewie. Like, I don't feel like we got to a lot, but I don't know if we got into the weirdness level that certainly Phantom Menace did.
Definitely Phantom Menace is one I go to. Everyone goes to the Jar Jar weird Pez dispenser playset. I mean, we had BB-8 oranges. We had a lot about that. I felt Force Awakens. But I felt Force Awakens in particular was the movies are back. Han is saying Chewie, we're home. And remember in the 80s we had Burger King glasses. In the 90s we did this. Let's try to do that with Force Awakens. And then the market was a little different. The market wasn't young kids buying them.
Yeah.
So even though the people maybe with the money, the older folks, it's changed. And so we feel as though now there's an opportunity to give us the merchandise we really want.
That's right.
So that said, we're going to start with number 5, work our way up to number 1. And we're going to begin, Joseph, with your number 5.
My number 5. So I approached this. You threw out this topic. It was wonderful. Yeah. I was so happy for this silliness. I tried to get a mix of absurd things that I would never purchase, but I want to exist, you know, that someone else has purchased, and things I would actually purchase.
Gotcha.
Maybe I'll clarify which is which, or maybe I'll let listeners guess. My number 5 is a life-size clawed body pillow. Just one of those huge pillows with a face and body printed on it that you can cuddle. I feel like Claude was made to be a body pillow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe if you squeeze, his eyes get a little bit bigger.
Yes.
I just think body pillows are beautifully absurd and also like kind of understandable. Like, all right, you want to cuddle a life size, and then we'll leave it at cuddle.
We'll stop
some
there.
Other. PG-13 Star Wars ranked. Claude just so much looks like he was designed to be a body pillow, right? Like, I'm surprised when he was released, people aren't like, oh God, it's so transparent. They just want to make money. The Ewoks were made to sell action figures, and Claude is just made to sell body pillows. I got it, Lucasfilm.
So true. Do you think Claude, when you touch, is it like sticking your finger in a thing of Play-Doh? Is that kind of Claude if you can make the body pillow with that kind of feel?
A Play-Doh body pillow?
Like a Play-Doh feeling? Not the smell of Play-Doh, though Play-Doh smell better than Claude, but.
Yeah, that would be extra weird if you feel like if you hugged your Claude body pillow that it kind of deeply reshaped to your arms.
I think I've just taken it to the realm of a Claude real doll. We'll back off of this, but I like the Claude body pillow.
Would you purchase a Claude body pillow?
So I have to. Yes, I would. I've been at for a while, actually, and I think you all should. I have to sleep with a pillow between my legs. I have to. Hips, knees, helps the alignment.
Okay.
I can't do it without.
And you want Claude between your legs?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it would be allowed in my current bed situation. I think Grace and one of the chihuahuas that sleeps with would not like. Ratsy probably would like a Claude body pillow, but I want this.
I understand.
What's the retail price for this?
Oh, at least $50.
$49.95.
Bargain.
I think that's a pretty cheap pillow.
That's a massive pillow. I mean, Claude's a big Claude.
You can walk away from Galaxy's Edge with the body pillow. All right. That's a great number 5. Great start to the list here. My number 5, I mentioned pets. It's very important. Pets are very important to a lot of us. And having your pets help you express your love of Star Wars is something that's important to you as well. And it's going to be a lot easier with this Happabore drinking dish. I want I don't know what scale, but like maybe to a 3¾-inch fin scale Happabore.
Okay.
Attached to a dish for your dogs or cats or ferrets or whoever pigs, whatever you have in the house that drinks water. Maybe even you, but for pets, I want to market. I want this at Petco.
Okay.
And I want the Happabore to be kind of on a little spring system so that if your dog or cat or whatever bumps it, it kind of moves and makes a sound.
Jostles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
My dogs would be scared of that part of it, but they'd probably a lot of barking. I'm not saying this is a well thought out idea. I just want one of my favorite sequences in Star Wars, one of my favorite creatures in Star Wars. I've been about that Happy-Boar and that Happy-Boar butt from the beginning. I just love that animal. I want it for my pets too.
That is one of the most graphic shots in all of Star Wars. That is just a, there's no angle to it. There's no shadows. That's just a straight down the line Happy-Boar ass.
Yeah.
And you want that in your home.
I want that in my home. I want it on my kitchen floor with some water. And oh, you know what? Maybe. Oh, I just thought on the fly here. You can fill up the Happy-Boar with water. And it continues, maybe you can attach a little hose to it, and it continues to refill the bowl as it's finished.
Okay, so this, at this point, is a Happy-Boar water feature.
Yes.
Where the water is being cycled through the Happy-Boar.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, just make it life-size, and it's in your garden.
It's in your garden.
Right?
Hey, that's not a bad idea either. But one of the things every morning I got to check the water, and I got to bend down, and I don't have a clod body pillow, so my back is sore from the night, and I got to fill up some water in this little tiny, cute little water dish. Now the Happy-Boar can take care of that for me.
Okay, yeah, and you just want to feel a little Star Wars joy when you bend over to fill the water dish. You want a little Happy-Boar ass to put a bounce in your step.
And optional, not with purchase, but you can get a little fin figure and just put it up there, too. There. So that's my number five.
That's powerful.
Which means
can't even believe that's number five.
And the list now. Clod body pillow, Happy-Boar drinking dish. But we're up to your number four.
My number four is a little bit more in the realm of realism that I didn't look it up to see if it exists. I think it might.
Right.
It is, I'm cheating a little bit. It's a two-part. Okay. These are Hot Topic exclusives.
Okay.
One is the Ben Solo sweater with hole.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that I looked up, like, might exist.
Might exist.
And the Hot Topic exclusive General Hux underwear. To be clear, this is not underwear that General Hux would wear. This is underwear with General Hux's face all over it. Maybe on the back, right over your ass, a word balloon that says, I'm the spy.
It's me. I'm the spy. Okay. I get the first one. I'm going to need an explanation for the second one.
Yeah. The first one is just, I like some of the things that are just like, that's the thing from the movie and you can wear it. And
yep.
I love that he strips the rest of the Kylo Ren wear off and it looks like kind of a sweater. Like he could just pick up a bass and be in a like post pop punk band, right?
Yeah. He could be in Dog Star with Keanu Reeves.
Exactly. And the hole is even like absolutely kind of modern Hot Topic of like pre-distressed Ben Solo sweater with hole. So I'm intrigued by that. The General Hux underwear that I snuck in, this to me, I go back to what has changed is there's just not as much Star Wars underwear as there used to be. I had 3 to 4 separate pairs of different Darth Maul underwear back in the day. They were all from Target. I changed my entire underwear. I had more than 4 pair. But I had almost all of my underwear was Star Wars, with a lot of it being Darth Maul related.
Okay.
And there was a little bit for Last Jedi, but it was just like troopers or whatever. There's a little bit more for Force Awakens, but I want to go back to that day that was just in 1999 in Target was just racks and racks of different characters' underwear. And I thought, who's the most absurd?
Yeah.
If people tell me I look like Hux, I really like the character of Hux. I would love to be able to walk into Hot Topic and just like, that's Donald Gleason in space. I want to wear that on my crotch. Come on.
Sold. I got no comments. I got no judgments. I remember those underwear days. I'm all for the Hux underwear. I might buy the Kylo thing first and then see where
I
get a discount on the later purchase.
I
but I love this.
There's a fun feeling to like, I'm secretly the spy and I'm wearing my spy underwear, my Hux I'm the spy underwear. Nobody knows.
I'm the spy. The quote from Joseph Scrimshaw that will sell this episode is, there's not enough Star Wars underwear these days. That's your number four, a two-pack, so to speak. My number four is this, a BB Unit Marble Madness racing set. All right. So I've become obsessed with the YouTube channel. It's been around for a little bit. I'm late to the party. But on one of my Twitch streams, a user, I call him JG. So I can't remember his username exactly right now. he was the one who tipped me off to this. I think it's called Hell, as in like J-E-L-L-E. I think it's like Dutch, like Hell okay. Marble Madness Racing. So have you seen this, Joseph?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Has millions of views, but YouTube's a big world.
Yeah.
It is marble racing treated as a actual competitive sport with some humor involved. And they just film marbles on a set, on a racetrack, an Olympic track. There's water events. There's cross country. There's Marbula One, like racing.
Do you flick or do you roll?
Well, they film it. They edit it so it just starts. So there's like a little starting gate.
Okay.
Pulls out. And then they have an announcer who just calls the race as it happens.
He's just like orange, sparkly, in the loop.
Yeah. And they all have teams. There's the Oceanics as a team. There's the green meanies or something like that. And they cut to the crowd, and they have other marbles in the crowd holding signs. So I've been obsessed with this.
Yeah.
It's not quite like ASMR type of thing, but I've just had it on in the background while I'm working.
It's just pleasant.
It's just pleasant because especially the Olympic ones, they do such a good job with the announcer. Like, you know, when you're watching like track and field and there's just kind of a generic, almost disconnected announcer for NBC.
Yeah.
Here's Michael Johnson's second heat. And you just hear like crowd cheering in the background. It's this great YouTube channel. It's so you look at it, you go, how come we didn't think about that? But that has inspired me to have, I want a BB90 themed marble, maybe a little swirly black and silver, and then a little BB8 inspired model. Just put the print on BB8 on it or something like that without the little headpiece and get a series of them. And you can have some other ones. There's obviously other BB units.
Yeah.
I've seen many BB units. And there was that one VR game with you had to build BB8 BB units. The way I've always loved the way Kylo Ren says BB unit, like and Hux talks about it. Like, so I want that. And it comes in a set. You don't have to film it and put it on YouTube, but just like a little set, like almost like a Hot Wheels set when you used to build the racetracks.
Yeah.
For the marbles, and you just race
them around.
Team BB-8 versus Team BB-9E.
That would be so great. And I would love to splice in the audio of Han's line from The Force Awakens where he says, move, ball.
Just, that's the starting gate sound. Yeah, move, exactly. Ball. Yeah.
And they go rolling away. I can see the absolute pleasure of that. Taps into the beauty of the design of our beloved BB units.
So if we had BB-8 oranges, we do that. And this is turning into a commercial for that YouTube channel. Check it out. It's it was described to me and I went like, I'll give it a look, and then I haven't stopped watching, so I want that in Star Wars.
Sounds so wholesome.
It's wholesome. We are up to your number three.
My number three started out small, and it's gotten a little larger in my mind. This is, I'll reveal, this is one that I really want. I would love an Admiral Holdo 3 3/4 action figure.
Oh, yeah. Just now, extra four, yeah.
My whole list could have been 3 3/4 action figures that they haven't made yet. We did a whole thing of Rise of Skywalker Star Wars action figure 3 3/4 that we wanted. But Holdo, I know that we got the Black Series. She's a central main character in The Last Jedi. Yeah. Super cool character. I'd love to see an action figure of her. That was reasonable. And then I got started of like, ooh, but if she was in one of those cinema scenes that they used to make in the late 90s, early 2000s, you could have the speech that she makes when she takes over. So you could have Holdo in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could have Lieutenant Dacey.
Yeah.
You could have Poe sitting down and listening. And then as a bonus, you could have 2BB2, the blue BB unit that I like very much, and he's going to be famous from being in your BB Marvel race.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want the Holdo single carded, and then the cinema scene with all those characters.
This is a great list. Yeah, look, I love the character of Holdo. I love what she represents. I love the questions she makes you ask, and also I just love the design and that Black Series figure. It just pops when you see it in the shelf.
Yeah,
and I haven't picked it up yet because if I do, it just goes straight into a storage box, and that's I can't have that. But yeah, the 3 3/4. It's almost like the spiritual minting of the character in history.
Yeah,
you know, with the 3 3/4 line.
Yeah, because it connects from the beginning to the modern era. So give me a little Holdo I can have on my shelf. And if you really want to go fancy, you can make it a talking action figure so she can say pew, pew, pew when she shoots.
Yeah, just put it on one of those little Phantom Menace little chips we used to put the figures on,
and
right?
Get her to say pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew. I love that. Holdo, 3 3/4 action figures. Definitely needed there. And the cinema scenes, we need more of those.
Yeah, they're so great.
We need more of those. My number three is not so wholesome as the Marble Madness game. I want a Canto Bite casino video game. Now, you could do this in a very cool PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, make it a PlayStation 5 release when it comes out. You could do VR. You could do VR where you feel like you're walking around the Canto Bite casino.
Ooh, yeah.
That's all great. If any one of those come true, it's fine. But I'm basing this off an old PC game my dad and I had. I can't remember of it. I think it was just called like Vegas Games or something like that. And it had, you know, the characters weren't even animated once you went to like the roulette table. But you would walk. It was like a overhead view, almost like you were looking at a map of the casino. You are here.
Yeah. Are we talking like Leisure Suit Larry level of technology and graphics?
A little better, but saying like it grew out of that.
Okay.
Less sex. Okay. In the game. And you could just, with your mouse, click to where you want to go in the casino.
Okay,
and so then, it had and the then high roller
your person walked there?
It wouldn't even say that. It was just like you'd go then into the game.
Oh, okay.
And it, like, say if it's blackjack, you'd have you're created, and you could create your little character. And then you had three other people at the table. And
oh,
so
yeah.
There was some kind of it was very cartoony designs.
Yeah.
Great design. So very simple, direct, and then you're just in the casino playing.
Yeah.
I want that for Canto Bite.
Yeah.
Create your character. Go in, certain amount of money, play all the games there.
You run into some of the aliens that we see in actual Canto Bite. You know, maybe if you get really lucky, DJ's sitting at your table and he like robs the table.
You got to watch out for him.
Yeah.
You know, because look, Red Dead Redemption, you go play cards. I'm all for that. You could do a super, super awesome, modern, like I said, high-end game. You could do it at the mall and you could walk in and feel like
you can smell the aliens. Yeah.
I just want a retro, simple Canto Bite casino game. That's all I want.
That sounds so, again, so pure.
Yeah.
So wholesome.
So awesome.
Just sort of low graphics, gambling addiction game. I would love.
And the thing is, I know Canto Bite is a problem for a lot of people. Even people who like Last Jedi are like, you know, Canto Bite's not my favorite. We hear that a lot, right? This might help redeem it. Because you can even go to the Fathier races.
Yeah.
Put some bets down. Don't worry that it's cruel. Just putting some bets down in space to profit off war. All right, you're just doing this.
Yeah, but that would be so great if, like, every time you bet on the Fathier race, it might be disturbed by Broom Boy.
Yes.
And you might lose all your money as they free the Fathiers.
It's kind of like in Sim City when a tornado would hit. Just like, riot, Fathier riot.
Yeah, yeah. I think people would love this because I think that people have lots of different problems with Canto Bite.
Yeah.
The issue I have with it is I like it and I don't feel like we got into the corners of it.
Same.
So I would love to crawl around the corners while losing fake money.
You could have all. Anyways, I could go on. So that's my number three. Canto Bite casino video game, which means we're up to your number two.
My number two. Now, this is the same thing. It could be high tech and modern. It could be a video that you stream on YouTube. It could be a high-end Blu-ray, or it could be old school. You could have to actually get a VHS. But I want an exercise tape called Kylo Ren Angerobics. You would start with things that he actually does in the movie.
Yep.
Like you would do like a good 5 minutes of destroying the control panel in anger.
Nice.
You just swish, 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 swish like Kylo Ren. Then you move on to the helmet smash. You helmet smash on the left. You helmet smash on the right.
Smash it, smash it. Switch sides, smash, 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 smash,
yeah, and then maybe you get, you know, you really level up and you have to just mime through the entire Knights of Ren battle. That's not as much anger aerobic, nope, so maybe that's the cooldown.
Yeah.
You're turning to the light, but just
you must
get
do the Kylo
act out. And it would be great if on the video, like, you're supposed to be doing what Kylo does, but like different First Order officers come in and tell him something he doesn't want to hear. Like, this Star Destroyer has been destroyed by Poe Dameron. And then you get to have you fist pound, fist pound, fist pound.
Love this.
Choke, choke, choke.
Available on DVD, CD-ROM, and VHS.
Yeah.
All right. And downloadable. Yeah. I love this idea.
Kylo Ren is just one of my favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
His anger is so palpable. So palpable. And I figure, why not channel that anger into good, healthy bodies?
Yeah. You know, you're going to be angry. Might as well make good use of it.
That's right.
Bad use of it.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren Angerobics?
Kylo Ren Angerobics.
I can see the logo, like, kind of like those Susan Powder videos my mom used to have. Yeah, it'd be great. This is great because, you know, it's also, you know, marketing good health and exercise and a healthy outlook to Star Wars fans who might want to choose this path, but not feel like you're exercising. You're just cosplaying Kylo at this point.
Yeah, you're just getting it all out. The throw of fit to health.
Fit to health. Speaking of cosplaying, my number two is a bit of a cheat. I'll admit this.
Okay.
It comes at the end of the Skywalker saga. So we're doing sequel trilogy era merch, focusing on 7, 8, and 9. Nothing from Rogue One, nothing from Solo or Mando or anything like that. But this one's a cheat because of episode 9 brings to close the Skywalker saga. You know, we're supposed to look back at the first 9 films. So I unveil to you now the Sheev collection.
Ooh.
This is a line of fine robes and gowns matching the career and life of Sheev Palpatine.
Yes.
Do you want his Naboo blue? Do you want his Chancellor red? Maybe you want his simple cloak from Return of the Jedi, or maybe you want to go to the Sith, the grandeur of the Sith robe he wears at the end of Rise of Skywalker. It's a complete line available for purchase at Target, Kohl's, participating stores. Maybe we'll put it at a gift shop in downtown Disney as well. Mark up the prices. Doesn't matter. Yes, we know he's an evil character. Yes, we know he's the Phantom Menace behind it all. But he does have a nice collection of comfortable robes and gowns.
Yeah.
We're bringing it home to you.
It's so great. And you could go through different states of having good or bad posture, right?
Yes.
You get those blue robes, you got to stand up straight.
Mm-hmm.
You get the classic Palpatine hood. You get to crouch. And, it's so great. Yeah. And man, I want the robe, the Sith robe at the end. The one made out of the power of the dyad.
Mm.
He used it to restore his life and make himself some fancy robes.
Love it.
And they're so well designed. I want to cosplay that. Man, that would be fun.
Just in the comfort of your own home, or you could just, you know, what's that guy wearing in the grocery store? I think that's a Attack the Clones era Sheev gown.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I would
love to just wear that at like San Diego Comic-Con because then when you get cranky with the lines, you look like you're just cosplaying.
Easy. Yeah.
He's like, why does that guy have such a horrible, angry look on his face? Like, oh, he's in character.
He's in character. He's in character. So that is my number two, which means we're going to take a very quick break. On the other side of this break, we're going to have some runner-ups. And then our number one idea for the sequel trilogy merch we want. Stick around. It's Star Wars Ranked here on Force Center.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And we're back here on Star Wars Ranks. Thanks for sticking around. We are ranking our sequel trilogy era merch that we want. We've got Happaboard drinking dishes, Marble Races, Angry Aerobics from Kylo Ren. We've got just a simple, wonderful, elegant Amelin Holdo 3¾ figure. We got a lot. And, of course, Hux underpants here. Joseph, did you have some runner-ups that almost made it?
Yeah, I did. And part of it is just, the Palpatine, wanting so much Palpatine. You know how much I love Palpatine hanging from the claw arm.
Yep.
I thought that would make a great baby mobile.
Oh, a baby. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that
a Johnny jump up, but it's done in the Palpatine.
Yeah, you just know it's circling over the crib, you know.
Oh,
you know, for babies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking of an actual Johnny jump up, which I miss as a child. That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Just hanging above your child.
Yeah, just above the crib. Just, you know, four little Palpatines on the arms hanging away. Along that same line, a Snoke pinata that has to be split directly in half.
It's the only break point.
It's the only break point. You got to whack it right in. Yeah, yeah. And it'd be great if every time a kid take a whack at it, they had to go through the whole speech.
Yeah.
I see his every intention. Now he strikes his true out.
Like if you don't get the lines right, the kid can't take a swing. You missed it. You didn't do it.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the other runner up for me is something I'm calling the dashboard porg. Hmm. So this is an animatronic porg that fits on the dash of your car.
Hmm.
And it is designed so that if you scream in your car, the porg then screams its little porg scream to emulate the scene with Chewie and the Falcon.
Nice.
So you're stuck in traffic and you're like, ah, and then the porg would be like,
the wings come up and everything.
Oh, yeah. The battle cry.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I want that dashboard one. Porg. And they're going to fly out the door.
Dashboard porg. They opened up for the dashboard confessionals. I like this. Good runner ups. I don't have as many runner ups either as well. I emptied my creative juices on this list here, but I do have two. I want kind of, those supersized stuffed little ponies.
Not a real pony,
but like, you know, you can get a little unicorn and your little 3-year-old can ride a little pretend unicorn.
Yeah.
I want that for the father years.
Oh, okay.
And you could have the ones in the mall that you pay like $10 and your kid can ride in a circle.
Yeah.
On little wheels and everything. Or you could have just one that sits in the corner of your house. Just a Fathier that's a giant plush.
Yeah.
Like
and you think a
2 foot tall.
2 foot tall. Okay. Would you want one big enough that you could sit on it?
I mean, yes. Yes, I would, but I'm probably not going to be allowed. I'm going to have enough trouble getting the life-size, the asset, the child from Sideshow Collectibles into my house. But Father Year might have a better chance. I wouldn't. But yeah, no, I want like one of those ones. Just put it in the corner.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Yep. That'd be great for when people who aren't as intensely into Star Wars come in, like, what a freakish pony you have.
Force horse. Kind of is. And the other thing, and I can't believe this, it's got to be out there.
Yeah.
One of those things. I want a collector set of crate salt shakers. Have we talked about this?
I almost had that on a run-up list. That makes so much sense. What would they look like?
I think you could, I mean, you could go cheap and just put a sticker on a thing of salt. I think some really ornate glass thing. I'm trying to think what goes on top. I don't want to go in the way of like a ski speeders on top, like it's some plastic toy.
Yeah.
I want some elegance there, but like some old Rebellion elegance because it's an old facility.
Okay.
So it'd have to be in the theme.
So you wanted an actually elegantly designed salt shaker that maybe even looks like some of the equipment in the Rebel base.
Yeah.
And maybe it says Crate Nora Besh. And you know.
Yes, I know.
You want
very
the classy.
Subtle. Very okay. Subtle. I'm into very subtle Star Wars merchandise things.
I think
days.
That is value.
Clearly with my Happapore list. Happapore drinking dish. But yeah,
subtle,
yeah.
Subtle like know? A Happapore butt.
Yeah, exactly. Like I just like that. Put that on the, and you can, I guess you can put some pepper in it too, but you know, spice mine's a Kessel pepper thing, but just a crate salt.
Yeah. The simple, the elegant. I was thinking the total opposite when I almost put it on my list of like, it would be a massive diorama of the Battle of Crait. And then when friends come over and you're like you're making some food, you're like, would you like a little salt on your burger? And you tip it. And salt actually comes out of the bottom of this massive diorama.
Look, that's not a bad idea either. So I think it's good. Now it's time to go to our number ones on our list of the sequel trilogy era merch we want. We'll go with my number one so the guests can close the show. And my number one is the Skywalker Twins Holographic Bedside Light.
Aww.
Right. Yes, you can plug it in, or maybe your Alexa can turn it on. I don't know. I'm learning the power of the Alexa as I go. Right next to your bed at night, you just turn it on, and that image, the image that Rey sees, pops up in a real life hologram right there on the side of your bed. And it's like you can dim it. You can choose the dimmer.
Yeah.
And it just, imagine going to sleep with the comfort of knowing the Skywalker twins are staring at you.
Yeah, Luke and Leia are looking at you in a supportive way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just roll over in your bed and be like, Ken Skywalker. Honey, what'd you say? Nothing.
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 It's been so long.
Yeah, and it's just, and, you know, maybe you set a timer, sleep timer, so it shuts off, and then it wakes you up in the morning.
That's really, really sweet, because that's just great Force spirit merch, because it is. It's the natural glow. But, man, that's the ultimate culmination of the Skywalker saga.
They're watching you.
Approving faces of our heroes become mentors.
Yeah.
Watching out for you. Making sure you don't stub your toe when you get up to pee, as the Force intended.
And then if you update the technology, you get up to go to the bathroom, Luke's like, again? Come on now. So I like that. That's my number one, which means we're up to your number one.
I was distracted of thinking all the things that Luke could say as you enter the bathroom.
Yeah.
We'll let that go. Here is my number one. My number one, I went a little classic. Back in the day, there were the classic Burger King glasses. They would be featured around a character or a locale and a scene, you know, or you could have Luke, or you had, you know, your kind of Cloud City Lando Han one, all these great classic Burger King glasses. And they've done some stuff with them. There's a toy line where you could get for Revenge of the Sith that you get one, have the Obi-Wan Kenobi that comes with an action figure and comes with a Burger King. And I'm forgetting the name of the theater, but the Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Did some Burger King like classic glasses as a, you know, promotional giveaway when Rise of Skywalker came out. So there are things kind of like this. But what I want is that classic Burger King glass that is octo-based, and it is mostly a large image of Luke milking the Zola Siren and having that big jug and drinking out of a glass where the green milk is dripping out of Luke's beard. That, to me, would be just such a beautiful, weird Star Wars thing that harkens back to the love of the original trilogy, a part of the way Yep. We took Star Wars home with us and cherished it and had it with us every day, and really translate that to the modern era of the Tholosiren.
I can see it because you got like you spin the cup around, you got two or three Tholosirens right there on the rocks.
Yeah.
Spin it and then just Luke's face right up close to you with the dripping green.
Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, I love this.
Yep, and maybe Rey is watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Love this idea. That's a winner.
Oh, thank you.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
Burger King, they got the Impossible Whopper. Why not add this? Get more people to come on in here.
The Impossible Tholosiren.
I love
classic
that.
Burger King glass.
Well, that was a fun list. There's a lot more merchandise to come up with. And if you have an idea, or maybe you've designed some, find us on Twitter. Go to @ForceCenterPod and use #StarWarsRanked. Always want to remind you, too, if you want to support the show, you can go to audibletrial.com/ForceCenter. That's audibletrial.com/ForceCenter. And get an audiobook on us. We've been recommending Most Wanted by Ray Carson this week, but you can use that book on anything and get a 30-day free trial. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/ForceCenter. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram. We are on YouTube, working on some things hopefully over there soon. And don't forget to follow us on our own adventures through life. You can go to kenapsock.com for where I'm going. In fact, at the time of you listening to this, I'm actually probably driving to Las Vegas to perform in Mandalay Bay with Mark Ellis and friends. Go to markellislive.net for tickets. And Joseph, where can they follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on social media. Twitter and Instagram in particular is @JosephScrimshaw. And if you want updates on all of my various other adventures, podcasts, live comedy shows, comedy albums, you can go to my website at josephscrimshaw.com.
Wonderful. So that is it for all the toys we don't have yet but hope to get, and all the pets that one drink next to a happy boar. We'll see you next time. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.